while the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin.
They're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You? Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. What's bugging you? Coming up in just a minute. In fact, it's coming up right now. 877-975-9825. That's why all the phone lines are lit up. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm new to this whole thing, and we just started this.
You'll catch on. It's a new feature.
Ready to go. Let's kick it off with Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
So, I'm very confused. I know that a quarter pounder has a quarter pound of meat before it's cooked, but don't they form the patties out of the same batch of hamburger and freeze them or whatever?
No. So, how dare you? No. How dare you use logic when it comes to anything in the restaurant business? It actually, these are fresh patties, and so I don't know what that means that the other beef is not. Maybe they're frozen.
A lot of it does come it's pieces and parts that are ready to put together that come in the big truck. And yeah, they're not, it's not like they're running over to the Publix and buying, some ground beef or anything.
Don't want to give out any disinformation, but right. I think they're narrowing in on the onions, which are fresh onions versus the dehydrated onions that they put on, say, their regular burger, the hamburger. Okay?
There you go.
No, it's not an unreasonable question. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, at the beginning of the proxy war between NATO and Russia and Ukraine, I called your show and I said that this is a war against the East and the West. And it's for the hegemony of the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. And now BRICS is meeting right now, and they're coming up with a payment system that 153 countries have signed on to bypass the SWIFT system. Remember when we put sanctions on Russia and wouldn't allow them to trade in the SWIFT system?
Yep.
Well, those countries are getting together right now to come up with a bypass for it. And we have NATO countries joining BRICS, and that's who we're fighting.
Yeah, yeah, and that's obviously what's bugging you. January 20th, though, we turn it all around.
Yeah.
Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I think Trump is missing out on one of the greatest campaign tools he has available. It's a Dinesh D'Souza movie called The History of the Democratic Party, and they should basically, I think it'd be cheaper for him to rent out space on on Fox Network, not Fox News, and marathon that thing for umpteeny hours one day this week, and people will watch it and they'll get educated, I hope.
Yeah, that really is a good idea. I'm serious. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Earlier you mentioned Sun Tzu and the power of deception in warfare. And the amount of coverage this Israeli leak story is getting, starting to smell a little bit to me. Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, is one of the best in the world. And I wouldn't put it past them to leak some stuff out that's totally false to deceive the Iranians about their true intentions and to even possibly intimidate them by, this anticipated attack, because they have pulled things like this before, and it goes back, like I said, centuries. Thank you, Bob.
That is, very astute, very, very possible. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is the Republican Party, the head of the Republican Party, that Tim Martin guy that you had on, that guy, I don't know why anybody would listen to that guy, because if you'll remember, that guy came out right away to defend Joel Serbi, a guy that's sitting in jail to this day for trying to solicit sex from a 15-year-old. And Tim Martin came out to defend that guy immediately, knowing that that guy had an organization called Christians Against Trumpism and Extremism, a guy that hates Trump. That Joel Serbia guy was an avid anti-Trumper. And Tim Martin, the head of the Republican Party, came out to defend him before he even knew what the deal was. Then he had to come out and...
Wait a second. Now, was Joel Serbia, has he gone through court yet? Has he been found guilty?
No, but the fact that Tim Martin had to come out and profusely apologize for defending him, you know, before he was found guilty, why would he come out and defend him? Anybody who would listen to his judgment on voting on anything is crazy, in my opinion.
Let's get down to it. You probably agree with all his assessments on the amendment except for number three, the weed.
Mm. Not necessarily.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Mary, what's bugging you?
Barack Obama, this is a quote. As much as I love my country, I blame the United States of America for all the trouble in the world since World War II. Unquote. Martin Luther King. When Barack Obama got into the White House, he removed Winston Churchill's bust and replaced it with King's. Then he went around the world, if you will remember, buying and scraping and apologizing for what I don't know to all the countries in the world whose asses we saved in World War II.
And remember, that was that spring uprising that turned into a huge mess. No, I got you. The only difference between Obama and Kamala is he was actually smooth and could execute and was good at selling himself. Aaron, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is people who take forever at red lights. You know, like, by the time I get to the front of the line, it's already a red light.
Yeah.
Well, come on, they got texting to do and, you know, things to look up on Facebook and stuff, you know?
I do want to, when the light turns green, when people are moving slow, yep. I do want to ram it right. Like, move along.
Uh-huh. Well, you do drive.
They're not paying attention. The other one is they've been schooled on the old jackrabbit start. Like, don't press the accelerator too hard. You might maintain a speed of 8 miles an hour through the intersection.
This isn't 1976, people.
Stop it. I'm with you on that one. On that note, coming up, are Kamala's people beginning to give up on winning North Carolina and Michigan? Details on the way. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
The Ticket.
I stand before you
from the RNC.
Only by the grace of Almighty God.
To the DNC.
It is my great honor.
To your vote.
I think it was a coup. They didn't want him running.
We have Joe's endorsement.
On The Sky, every move.
When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
Every breaking event.
New penalties for opportunistic companies.
This is the election station.
Economy wrecker.
What I call an opportunity economy.
Coverage you can trust. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.